Hi, it's Dr. Fred Bell, Health Science and Energy Show. Boy, we got energy tonight because we got two guests. We got Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and we got the Bearish. We just call him the Bearish now. So anyway, it's September 23rd, 2006, the most talked about show not only on BBS, but all the shows, Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Hello, Gert Gang, are you out there?
Yes, sir. I can just barely hear you, Fred.
Huh?
I can just barely hear you.
Okay, I can just barely hear you. Hopefully, turn the volumes up a little bit, Don.
Yeah, it's kind of faint for me, too.
Yeah, hopefully it'll get better. You there?
Yep.
Okay, it's still kind of faint.
Hello?
Hi, Fred. I'm here, but it's a little faint.
Okay. Well, I told him to turn it up, but anyhow, we're
on
the
air. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to tweak this a little bit. So
a little bit of a tweak.
You got it. Just keep trying, and when it sounds perfect, let me know.
Okay.
You know, Steve's usually out in the ethers.
Yeah. So everybody, Steve, you're the wild man of the gang. Tell everybody, you know, by the way, welcome Tampa Bay. I forgot to welcome you guys last week. We've got a whole new listening audience down at 1380 and 1400 in Tampa Bay AM, plus tantalk1340.com. So we want to thank everybody down there in Florida, and we'll come down there and see you one of these days. So anyway, we have a doctor and a doctor on the line here, and we're going to talk about the Andromedan holographic projector technology, but we're talking about tonight more, I guess, on the healing side, right, guys?
Well, wherever it goes, you know.
Yeah, yep. So who wants to start?
Well, you know,
are
Steve's
you ready
the guy
to
who sees everything.
Something?
Steve's the guy who
Valerie,
sees everything.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, good, how are you doing?
Good, honey, good. Who's going first?
I think you should go first, because, you know,
now,
you're the guy
tell
who
us
actually
some of the latest
sees.
Things that happened this week.
Well, it's been very interesting. I think a couple of weeks ago we were discussing the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to complete something with the Ark of the Covenant. When I was meditating, we were discussing the Ark of the Covenant. I've been seeing it for about 10 years now. And I was given a vision when the temple was dedicated that the Ark was taken into the temple. And I don't know why I went back in time. But I saw the temple, and I saw the Ark going into the temple, into the Holy of Holies. And when it was placed there, the Ark just went beamed. I mean, the light was absolutely fascinating. It just came out of every orifice the temple had. And I remember standing in front of the Ark, and there was a man over to the right of the Ark within about 20 feet of it, and I think that was Solomon. He was the only one standing in that area, and I'll never forget that as long as I live. But we've talked about
the line of experience so far.
Yeah, it's been quite an experience with the Ark.
Were you in your healing room when this happened, or where were you?
No, Fred. Actually, I was meditating in synagogue when that happened.
Okay. Were you wearing your receptor or projector?
Yes, I was wearing both.
Okay. So you feel that might have brought the energy over there to the synagogue, and the synagogue became a super amplifier, possibly.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. When you know, a lot of people don't realize when you're wearing a projector or receptor, especially the combo, you walk into a church, a Catholic church, synagogue, doesn't matter, and then you turn on the energy, it takes that entire religion, which is great, and just amplifies it, your energy. So it's a really good power. Those are good PowerPoints to project stuff. You know, what do you think of that, Valerie?
You know, I would agree with that, Fred.
Would you?
Yeah, I totally would, because I've worn both at the same time. I've worn them singly. And I noticed there's a distinct difference between what they do.
Yeah.
And so I've had no problem wearing both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I noticed is that serendipitous miracles happen all the time when I'm wearing either one of them or both.
Right.
And it's been really interesting as people are all around me are going, well, you know, I'm having a bad time and this is going wrong and that's going wrong. And I'm going, well, you know, I'm having miracles.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever I need just like shows up in front of my face. And
you have to believe in order to receive.
Well, yeah, and I do believe, and you know,
oh,
my life has always been
yeah.
filled with miracles. So, but I'm noticing that it's much easier with this, and especially with the projector.
Yeah.
And like when I go into the room now, you know, I have the projector room, and it's set up in the healing configuration, and it's set up with everything at 52 degrees as far as light beams coming down. So the projectors are actually kind of canted back on the walls, but then I turned them 15 degrees to the right, like Steve suggested.
Yeah.
And that increased the energy exponentially.
Yeah, it set a vortex up.
Yeah.
You went from a null zone to a vortex. So you could
yeah,
do
like
that.
I can't measure it.
I let you guys figure it out for yourselves. I understand what's happening, but I don't suggest that. I
yeah,
give
you,
you
know,
the neutral position when I design a system,
mm-hmm.
and then you take it where you want.
Well, you know, I
so
can't
you got
measure
it out of gear, and you're going up the hill, and you're going down the racetrack, huh?
Yeah, but I can't measure the stuff. You know, I got the RFI, the resonant field imaging detector,
yeah.
and when I did the study on the projector room, we could measure people at one spot in my office, which was at the back of the hall, which actually was right next to the projector room, but it was the only dead spot I had in the whole place.
Right.
Because I have crystals and all kinds of stuff, you know. But in that spot, I was able to measure everybody before and after the room. Well, since I turned them the 15 degrees clockwise,
yeah.
I can't measure them any place on the property. There is no way. Everything comes to zero.
Really? All the EMF and everything?
Everything. It's
yeah.
zero.
Hey, let me explain to the people down in Florida who haven't, you know, this is almost like a series. So if you don't catch some of the earlier stuff, what Valerie is talking about is... and Steve both, they have these projector systems. They look like two satellite dishes about 6 inches long hooked or 8 inches long hooked together. And they're an Andromedan technology that came to us from another world. And over about 25 years, we worked to produce these devices. So they sit in your room, and they have lasers attached to them. And they also have a miniature version of it that you wear around your neck. And they pretty much can make anything happen that you want. And the reason that they're here is because the way they work in energy-wise in the hologram is they don't create any negative energy. They absorb negative and positive energy simultaneously, creating what's called a hologram, which is neutral in energy. And through that, you get clarity. So when you use them, you're going to get extreme clarity. It's not like the genie getting the three wishes. That's once you understand the working technology and actually have an interface with a projector system, the genie thing is boring. Three wishes?
Yeah.
Forget it. You can have a lot more than that and make everybody around you happy.
Yeah, now see, that's one thing I'd like to point out because I did that study.
Yeah.
And I had everybody come in for 15 minutes once a week for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I had 12 people plus a dog. And the dog, by the way, was the enlightened being, and we proved it.
Yeah. Now, before we get too far, explain to them a little bit about your background, okay?
Okay, I'm a naturopathic physician.
Right.
And I have 30 years as an RN, most of it in ER and ICU. I was all, you know, critical care from the very start. And I kept thinking there's got to be a kinder, gentler way. And I saw the same people coming in again and again, having open heart surgery and stuff, and doctors saying that nutrition didn't make any difference. And I said, this is wrong, you know, something's wrong. So I got sent down the road of naturopathic medicine. Since then, and since meeting Fred, I have gone more into the realm of quantum physics medicine, which, you know, I kind of realized all of a sudden one day, because I do holographic memory resolution, I do holodynamics, and now I have the Andromedan holographic projectors. And I was standing there in the natural food store talking to a couple people, and I went, oh, my God, I'm the holographic physician. I didn't know that that was going to happen. But since then, this all makes perfectly good sense. And when you see that these are devices that actually work, and we've proven it, and I'm going to do more tests on these, but the thing that was so fascinating with what you were talking about, Fred, is that here I had people coming in for 8 weeks.
Right.
The first 3 weeks, people asked for things. The blind lady asked for a car, which she got, which was really hysterical.
Yeah.
You know, people asked for boyfriends and girlfriends and money and all this kind of stuff. After the third week, nobody asked for that.
They weren't asking for material possessions.
They were not. They were asking how they could help in this transition of the planet. They were asking, how can I be who I really am? Help me to be the fullest potential, you know, to be the absolute spiritual being that I am, and that I came here to be, you know, and open up my powers so that I can do my job. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, because I took measurements every which way to Sunday. Whatever equipment I had, I used. I did all kinds of questionnaires. I mean, people were really complaining about the paperwork.
Yeah, you're a real techno freak.
Well, yeah, kind of.
And you're a girl. You're a silly old girl, and you're a, so that makes you a nerd, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have half of me is the scientific side, and the other half is the woo-woo side.
Oh, yeah.
So it's perfect.
Oh, that works good.
Yeah, it worked really well. So, even when I was a kid and I had all this stuff happening, you know, telekinesis and teleportation and, you know, I mean, telepathy, everything.
Yeah.
I still gathered like 7 or 8 friends because I wanted to make sure I wasn't going crazy. And I would never tell anybody what I was doing. I would just say, write down everything that you see and hear and experience.
Now, how old were you when you started doing all this?
I was about, I always had stuff going on, but when I really came into it, I think I was about 13 or 14, somewhere around there.
Yeah, you got it early for your age. Me and Steve got it really late. We were out drag racing, right, Steve?
Yep, we were drag racing.
Yeah, racing cars. We didn't know anything about this stuff.
That's right.
Well, you know, I was out having fun, too.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. But, you know, when I was a teenager, I was the wild one. I was the one everybody warned their kids against going with.
Uh-oh.
I was a bad influence. Although I never got caught, and I was always totally logical. And, you know, the only thing was I bucked authority.
Yeah.
But I didn't let them know I was bucking it. So it was really kind of funny. I would just go do whatever I felt like doing, and I had to experience. And when all this stuff happened to me, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going crazy.
I know. You're going around the country now doing all kinds of weird things, I hear.
I am. I'm selling my house and everything in it, and I'm getting ready to travel around the world. And
but what do you want to do? What motivated you?
Well, you know, it was kind of funny because, you know, when you start doing this stuff with the projectors,
yeah,
you move into who you really are. Now, before I ever got the projectors and I was considering it, you know, after I met you and had you on the radio show and stuff and got the receptor and saw that there was a difference,
yeah,
and I was working with this chiropractor friend who basically doesn't talk to me anymore because it just boggles his mind that this stuff could actually be real.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear about it. But he was doing a magnet table thing, and I said, why is
that
any
worse,
different,
yeah,
than what I'm doing with the projectors?
Yeah.
And he said, well, this just boggles my mind, you know, and that's not natural. I said, you know, I don't understand that because to me, anything that we come up with is natural. You know, if you think it's not natural, then why are you driving a car? Why are you using electricity? You know, why are you using modern medicine? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
But the thing that he did for me was he put me on the magnet table and turned me a certain degree, and he said, you have a question. And he said, my guidance is saying you have the answer.
Yeah.
And I said, it's a question I didn't want to ask myself.
Yeah.
And he said, I know. And he said, you know, I'm dying to know what it is. You don't have to tell me. And I said, well, the question was, are you ready to step up and do what it's going to take? And do you understand that you're going to be famous? And I went, I didn't want to ask myself that question.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to be a normal person, but I don't know what normal is. So, so maybe that was, you know, one of those things that couldn't happen.
Well, that normal, I think, is when you attempt to do the same thing twice, don't get the same result, but on the third time you do, then you're normal.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's okay, well,
like
I guess I can't do that.
High step of insanity, you know?
Yeah, I can't do that. So.
Okay.
So I kind of went, okay, fine. I'm willing to step up. I'm willing to do whatever it's going to take,
yeah,
to help the light workers to be enlightened, because I kind of woke up before most people did.
Yeah, you did.
So I'm like, I'm at the camp, and I woke up before everybody else, and I'm running around shaking people and going, hey, wake up. Hey, look, there's all this great stuff happening. Everybody's going, leave me alone. Go away. You know, you're crazy. Just get out of here. And
yeah,
I'm like, okay, but let me prove it to you. And so I'm really thrilled about your stuff, Fred, because, you know, between what you've given us and what Steve and I have talked about, I mean, we are just having so much fun. And when Steve and I get together and we work on somebody on the phone,
yeah,
in my projector room, you know, he'll be standing in his room and I'm standing in my room and we're working on somebody in my room. We had the face of Jesus Christ appear in that Peruvian crystal, the tourmaline,
yeah,
that I have in there. We've got faces in there that everybody can see.
Yeah.
They walk in, they can see the faces, and then when I'm working on somebody, more faces come in. And so we're working on a friend of mine, and all of a sudden, Jesus' face appears. And as I'm standing there with my hands over this guy,
yeah,
I'm looking in the crystal going, wow, that looks like Jesus.
Yeah.
And just then Steve says, oh, my God, Jesus Christ is here.
Yeah.
And then he goes, Mother Mary is here. So Steve's crying. I'm crying. The guy on the table's crying.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this
ball.
Is so cool.
Yeah, well, guess
ball.
What?
I think we raised
Steve is looking at his own master crystal now. We've sent him a picture of a very magical one that we have
unbelievable.
Here with an Omnion, right, Steve?
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Tell her about the crystal that you've seen pictures of so far. It's about 100 pounds. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you like
know
that
they call
the
to you. You know, they totally call to you, Steve. Like, you
I know, my crystal started talking to me.
I told
Fred this crystal was actually speaking to me the first time he had told me about it. This was way before I saw it. And I said, Fred, this crystal is actually talking to me.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm going to take the crystal. And,
yeah, and the Omnion. What we're doing now, Valerie, is we're designing an Omnion, which is a Pleiadian device that goes with each master crystal that we sell now.
Oh, cool.
So I'll tell you what.
There's not that many master crystals, so they got to be well protected now. There's only a few left in the world for sale, and then they're all done, you know.
Well, yeah, and I've got the Omnion over my bed.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys about what happened with that later. But my master crystal is protected in a kind of a triangular kind of post situation. And, you know, I put the blue laser on it and everything else. But that crystal started talking to me for weeks before I ever actually got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, did it really?
It did.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, the crystal's telling me, hey, I have to be with you. And I said, you know, I understand. I want you to be here too. But I was waiting for a friend of mine to pick it up. And he kept getting delayed and delayed.
Oh, that guy that came over to get that. My God, what a story that was. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, why am I having a hard time getting this? You know, I could have flown there for free. And I could have rented a van and picked up all that stuff. And it would have been cheaper.
There was this beautiful crystal, too, just for you.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely magnificent. And that crystal talks to me all the time. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. So, like, I understand, Steve. Because, you know, when I saw that crystal on the website, it spoke to me. And I was like, that's my crystal. And then Don wanted the same crystal.
Right.
Don's like, oh, no, that one's already sold?
I'll tell you, I fell in love with the crystal sale thing. I showed it to my wife last night. Fred,
you have to slow it down.
Me.
I had too much going on with that. We slow down the master crystals to just one every couple of months when we can find them, you know? Because there aren't that many left. I pretty much got Steve getting one of the last of the best ones ever available. And then we're going to be going with some milkier ones, you know, a lot of white stuff, you know, white in them because they're newer crystals that were pulled out kind of prematurely. They're big. But they aren't, they don't, the days of clarity, of great crystals. The people out there that haven't, don't understand what we're talking about. A master crystal is a very large piece of silicon dioxide that comes from Arkansas, and it has tremendous healing qualities. And in the universe, man puts out energy from his etheric body as well as his physical body, electrical body, biochemical body. So, with that said, it becomes very important to register all of man's actions for some future reason. So that's done in the Akashic Records, second place of in the ethers. And the Akashic Records resonate with the silicon dioxide quartz level. And it resonates in two frequencies, clockwise and counterclockwise. In north of the equator, because of the way the energy spins in electrons and water, you need to have a clockwise motion. And so that's what we have up here, and that's where the crystal's growing. South American crystal is counterclockwise, and that's a psychic energy. So the healing energy is the Arkansas, and the psychic energy is the South American, which is the opposite spin. Now, if you go in and look at why does this stuff cost so much, because I remember, for example, back in 1984, when I educated the Buddhists in the crystal. I sold a 700-pound crystal called the Shiva Lingam to the Buddhist main temple, which is in Hawaii, on Kauai Island, and there was a book written about it. And when I had done that, I sold crystals to spiritual ashrams all over the world, like TM of America bought $1 million worth, for example.
Wow.
Yeah. I made big sale. We had one sale when my old buddy. What was his name? Hit the Swami. I'll remember in a minute. He was a very famous old Swami, and this lady took over his trip, and she bought $8 million worth to build a temple with. So what happened was all this crystal came out of one mine, and these points that we have as master crystals were coming out of one mine in Arkansas, the Coleman mine in Jesseville. Well, you can only get so many big crystals. So I actually got a sworn affidavit out from Ron Coleman, the owner, saying that they had mined 4,000 to 5,000 large crystals, meaning something over 25 pounds, out of this one little hole. And now the water is so deep that they quit mining it about 5 years ago. So I went down to Arkansas and I went over to Phoenix and or Tucson to rock show, and I went through Ron's closets, and cause he's a brother, you know, raised, mm-hmm. born and raised with this guy. You know, we've been bros since we were very young. So, you know, I'm shaking down my brother basically for anything. Where's a crystal here? And I find one here and I'll find one there. And I went down there to Tucson last year and went in the way in the back, and it says, Ron, you're holding out on me. I want them all. I took them all and he gave them to me. And after that, though, I says, Ron, now you're holding out on me next year, though, I'd save a plane ticket. And he says, no, I swear to God, Fred, that we didn't even know we had those. We were cleaning out the back room. He's got like a 1 acre store there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we got the last one. So then previously he sold a bunch of the darker ones with more slate and stuff in them to one of my friends that's out here in California that I also do partners with, more so on the South American, because a lot of people want to have South American crystal, and I have one of the best connections, a guy named John Gibbons, who I've known for years. That's where your tourmaline crystal came from. That was his private collection.
Oh, that's an awesome crystal.
Yeah.
Listeners,
oh, that gives you a little background on that. And Steve, of course, is... you're in for a real surprise.
Yeah, just wait, Steve.
Yeah, you baby.
Yeah, for sure.
You are going to have... You're in for a big surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, when those suckers start talking to you,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, hey, I'm yeah. here with you.
Well, yeah. I was talking to Fred, and the crystal was talking to me at the same time as I was listening to Fred.
Yeah.
And I knew that was my crystal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what happened tonight was I had the Omnion down there where I took the pictures of it. I started to take the Omnion out to the garage.
Yeah.
To store it for Steve, and the crystal got mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it back. It started screeching.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. And I've got a 40 milliwatt red laser, gas laser, not a diode, but a gas laser on his crystal, and it doesn't want it off until I ship it.
Wow.
Right.
It's charging up like you can't believe with a 40 milliwatt laser. That means that, you know, over a couple of hours, or actually over a day, it's getting 1 watt of laser energy. That's powerful.
Wow.
Well, you know, I just put the red laser on the crystal that's in my Omniov on the, you know, on my Portamid. Now, I haven't done it before because I, you know, my whole house is in flux. And, you know, everything's a mess and I'm just like waiting.
Yeah.
And I took one of the DJ lasers and put it on the crystal.
Right.
On my Portamid last night. And I've got the MicroStar above my bed, and it's in a cross configuration, not the X.
That, a MicroStar, everybody doesn't know what that means. That's a small X, or almost cross-shaped device that has 5 transmitting chambers in it, like little satellite dishes, constructed of special pyramids and special stones from all over the world. And it comes in a little case. It's like 17 by 17 by 6. And you carry it around with a little laser. And it has a little miniature... orb in it also that gets rid of negative energy. So hang this little orb up, put this little laser on, take this thing out of your case. And we originally designed them for a psychic over in Germany. His name is Harold Westbecker. He's world famous. He counsels all the big companies like Mercedes-Benz and all the big firms over there. But he counsels all of them and brings their staff, their vice presidents and presidents and all their staff up into consciousness of new age. From business. That's how progressive the Germans are. So he told me, I used to travel with him, and he sat on my seminars because he's huge. He's like Tony Robbins over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yeah. So he asked me, he says, Fred, I use that Firestar. Well, Firestar is one that we made that was about 7 feet by 7 feet, and Eric von Däniken, who wrote Chariots of the Gods and all those books, used down in Mallorca to channel in and bring in spaceships. So this thing would actually call in spaceships. We've had very great success with that with about every client that we've ever sold one to. But we made a smaller version of it, and the idea was if we toned it down a little bit, Harold would be traveling from hotel to hotel. He stayed in very nice hotels, but still he wasn't at home in Switzerland where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
So he would set this thing up in his hotel room, and it gets rid of all the energy of all the people there. You've ever been there in that room, and it makes... because you got your personal crystals and everything built into this thing, it makes your environment like your home in a hotel 1,000 miles away. And that's how we designed the first one for him, and it just took off.
See, I didn't take that with me when I went to Hawaii.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, well, you can only have 2 bags now when you
travel.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you mean, what about check-in luggage, though?
Yeah, well, no, that's 2 bags. That's it.
On everything.
It doesn't matter on the ship, but it matters on the plane. And it has to be less than 50 pounds.
You mean you can't carry like two big suitcases on an airplane?
Well, as long as they weigh less than 50 pounds, no, you can't carry them on. You have to put them in check-in. And so I was like, well, okay, I can't do all that. I mean, you can't take your natural stuff with you. You know, and homeopathics doesn't do any good to take them because they x-ray them, and then it completely dissociates all the energy. So, you know, that doesn't work. So I managed to get a cold while I was on the ship. But I have to tell you, you know, I didn't know what to do when I got my MicroStar.
Yeah.
And it just happens that it balances perfectly on top of the laser. And I thought, okay, that's interesting, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. So I had the red beam going in the front and the green one in the back, and
right.
I'm sitting next to my bed at home.
Right.
And I thought, okay, well, let's see what happens. And so I'm laying there, and as I just about went to sleep, all of a sudden I kind of came to and I went, holy cow, there's like a distortion underneath the gold capstone on my portament. And I was all excited. I was like, oh, great, what is it going to do? And then it just kind of went away, and I went, huh, okay. Well, then the next time I tried it, you know, in the X position, but I didn't want to hang it off the stainless steel wires.
Use it in the X position.
Well, I tried that, and
yeah.
really kind of nothing happened, and then I went off to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So I came back, and I put it in a cross position because
right.
I have this giant nail sticking out of my my wall above my bed.
Crucified it, okay.
So, I used to have a dream catcher on there, so
and
I thought,
Jesus
well, okay, let me try it that
thing,
way.
Yeah.
So I tried it that way, and I had on the receptor, and I was real uneasy. And I said, okay, that's weird, because I don't have fear, you know, and I know if there's something odd in the house, and I have the Devastar in my house, and it's only a 1,600-square-foot house.
Right.
So, you know, it's covering the whole area, and I've got my master crystal and all this other stuff, so I know the house is completely clean. But yet I was laying there that night going, oh, this feels really weird, and I had really strange dreams, and I had a nightmare for the first time in years.
Wow.
And I went, okay, now what I dreamed about was when all my psychic powers started coming in when I was a teenager, and I lived in the sub-basement at my parents' house. They built it just for me. And, I mean, I had boxes floating off the shelf. I was levitating in the middle of the night. I mean, all kinds of stuff, you know. It was scary. I had nobody to talk to. And so all this stuff was going on, and I dreamed about that. And I went, okay, that was not fun. And I thought, okay, I talked to Mikkel, and I said, all right, I'm going to go ahead and put on the projector now. Now, when I wear the projector, I have none of that. You know, I have dreams. I have lucid dreaming going on, but there's none of the nightmarish quality. So there is a difference between receptor and projector,
right.
Even in that field. So
well,
I've left
the,
it in a cross position.
I'll tell you what I found out about the projectors. My room has actually disappeared, and I've actually told you and Fred about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually seen a triangle or pyramid above my room, which went into infinity.
Mm.
And there was a flying saucer to the left of the room, actually to the right of the room. And that's when the Andromedans came, and they were sitting on top of the room, and they were in the room while I was working on clients. So the projectors are extremely, extremely powerful. And one really has to know what they're doing with them. And either Valerie or I or Fred would be able to help you with them. But they're really incredible.
Well,
absolutely
the thing too
incredible.
Is the listeners
those
need
are,
to know
really
that
powerful.
You see, you know,
even
you
without the room disappearing, the vortex in my room goes up about 500 feet and spreads out about 4 miles.
Yeah,
that's,
see, you
that's
can
pretty
see
powerful.
That. And like when I first got this stuff, I was all excited. I thought I was going to see stuff. I didn't see squat. And I went, okay, now I'm really disappointed because I used to see things. I saw the Andromedans in my house until I put all that stuff together, and then they disappeared.
Yeah.
So I was calling Fred and going, Fred, what's going on? You know, my Andromedans disappeared. And so, you know, it's been a difference now since then. And I was in my room today. I put a massage chair in there. One of those Tony Little things that you can kind of invert, you know, and it's got massage and heat and all that. And I was laying in there and said, tell me whatever message I need to know. And I used your galactic meditation tape or CD.
Okay.
And I'm laying there, and you know the part where they start doing the knocking and they're chanting?
Yeah.
All of a sudden I realized it was in English. And I went, oh, my God, I understand what they're saying. And that kind of brought me out of it, and I went, you know, that was really fascinating. That's the first time that I've heard an English translation. I don't know if it's correct.
Yeah.
But it was basically like with every knock that was happening, it was something like, I am now ready to do what I came to do. And it's going on like that. And I was like, oh, my God.
Well, that was Werner Erhard was doing that. He's a martial arts master in Germany.
Uh-huh.
He looks Chinese. He's German 100%, but he looks Chinese.
Really?
He's the guy that had the Firestar and had a ship actually come, and they videotaped it right up to his ashram. He has a big five-story building in Germany where he gives classes worldwide.
So and, Werner, isn't Werner the guy that did EST?
No, that's Werner Erhard, another friend of mine.
Ah, okay.
This is Werner Ahrens, a German guy.
Ah, okay.
And so he had some tremendous results. When we put that tape together, that galactic meditation, we sold 250,000 copies within a month in Germany. It was a big smash all over Europe.
Oh, I believe it, because I have people that are buying that. When they go in the room, they want that CD.
Yeah. If I promoted it, it would go really well. So anyway, when he does those, we use 19 different Tibetan Japanese bowls to make the sound. Mm-hmm. I use a Pleiadian ship recorded digitally. I forget what synthesizer, one of my synthesizers, one of the special ones with all my own sound. But when he would go in there and go boom, 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 he's setting up a mantra. And this mm-hmm. guy is he's a very good looking, tall, thin guy with very black hair, and he can do, you know, stretches like rubber. This guy is so amazing. And he's about, you know, he's not real tall, maybe about 5'7", 5'8", but perfect shape. He's a perfect athlete, and he's very spiritual. And when he starts playing that stuff, banging those sticks, I mean, he's trained all over Japan with great masters all his life. The real deal, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Not somebody that says, I went over there and visited for a week. He would go in there for a year
mm-hmm.
and that kind of stuff. And he's very famous now. So when he starts pounding and that resonance going, he knows he's hitting a human, the key of the human aura, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in that room thousands of times by now.
Yeah.
And I always put that on because I love it, and I could tell when they started tapping, it was time, that was 15 minutes, you know, time was up, it's time to bring people out. And, you know, for me, I go in there whenever I need to. Now, I have to tell you, too, if I go in there and I have that on and I talk to Steve, it's like, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. It would be kind of like a psychedelic experience without the drugs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because, I mean, anyway. Steve brings in this completely different component. And, you know, like he's got the room at his place.
Yeah, I know. It's completely different than what you do.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because the two of us together, there's something about the combination of the energies with these things that it's like it makes this triune thing. And I mean, I'm able to see more and to hear more when I'm talking with Steve. And so until my cordless phone quit, I was taking the cordless phone into the room and talking to Steve, you know, with different people in there. Right. And I mean, I'm here to tell you the faces that appeared in the tourmaline crystal, everybody saw.
Now, I got a question.
Interesting,
why are you packing up? You got this beautiful clinic set up and this beautiful house set up, and you just remodeled it. Why are you going gypsy now? What's happening?
Oh, no. All I'm doing is I'm keeping the clinic open.
Okay.
I'm going to be in and out of town. But what came to me was, you know, you don't need to be worrying about a house and all the stuff in it. You need to get rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, I can put stuff in storage. Stuff I really love is going into storage, and I'm taking the stuff I need all the time with me to Mom's.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be like a half mile away. So I'll be in and out of town. But what I realized was that I needed to make myself more available to go out and to bring these projectors to people and to get them to intend. And, you know, Steve and I have talked about this. In fact, we've talked about doing a joint thing that we'll put on the websites and stuff at some point when we get it all figured out. But we're talking about having people send in double photos and double requests of whatever they want. And we'll have like a membership thing. And what we're going to do is we're going to give them a double whammy.
Yeah.
I'll send one copy to Steve, I'll keep one copy, and we'll like meet once a week on the phone,
right.
And we will put people's stuff in our rooms, so they'll have the double whammy, and we will pray for them, you know, do a prayer of intercession, and bring in all that energy, and I mean, I think it's a brilliant idea, because it'll help people make leaps and bounds through their spiritual progression for, you know, just a minor cost, and, you know, it's something that's going to be more of an outreach. You know, like, we've got this stuff and it's great for us.
Yeah.
How do we help everybody else?
We're going to have to bombard them Newsom brothers real good with this stuff.
Yeah.
Fred? We're going to get them Newsom brothers. We're going to ambush those puppies. Yeah.
Those
ugliest
Newsom
guys,
guys
I've ever
you know?
Seen, but they're friendly, you know. They don't bite.
Yeah, yeah. And they're out there just as much as we are.
I know. Aren't they running a radio show? Can you believe we're actually saying this on the air?
I know.
It's fun.
I'll tell you, we had so much fun in that room. You know,
what's going on right now over
there?
Hey, Steve.
And
Steve. I'm gonna have Valerie. We're gonna ask Valerie what she thinks gonna happen when you get your master crystal going. What do you think?
Oh.
Tell Steve what you think will happen. Just I got nothing to do with this now.
I'm laughing because I know how mine start talking to me.
Yeah.
And
well, he's already
does,
got that going on. Now let's say when it arrives on his doorstep, what's gonna happen? I want to hear this drama. This is like Eight in place.
I think this is going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Because when Steve unwraps that crystal, Steve, you're going to unwrap that crystal and you're going to go, oh! And the crystal will be doing it with you.
The other night, I'm going downstairs and I'm going to sit on this crystal. He was yelling at me.
Oh, you don't even have to be near it. I mean, these things communicate with you from wherever they are.
Oh, yeah. They do, believe me.
And, I mean, you know, that was a surprise to me. I hadn't even met it yet, and it knew that it was my crystal and wanted to be with me. So what's going to happen is you're gonna open that up, and you're going to look at it and go, oh, you're so beautiful.
That
and the crystal's going to be going, well, duh. You know? And you're just going to be able to do so much more than you've been doing, and you're pretty incredible anyway, Steve. And listeners, if you don't know Steve Barish, Steve can do a healing with you over the phone. Steve is amazing. And you know, he's able to see things. He's able to hear. I mean, he can tap right into what's going on. And, you know, he has such a pure heart that he's able to bring this through. So with this crystal, what it's going to do, Steve, it's going to protect you totally. And, you know, it's going to like make a lot of things fall out of your life that are not good for you.
Mm.
So it kind of like puts this protective circle around you, and people start falling away. And when you say, you know what, I don't want that person to call me anymore,
yeah.
They don't call.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
And, you know, the projectors do that somewhat.
Well,
like
the
crystal
goes with the projectors. It always has. You always have to use the nature spirit
mm-hmm.
to work with this technology. That was always the secret of Atlantis with scalar waves and all that stuff. They all work with nature spirits. Nikola Tesla, the same thing with all his genius. He worked with nature spirits, urchins of the earth, frequencies of bedrock, all that stuff. He talked to all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was very high.
Fred?
Totally, I mean, that's how it works. If you can't get all that, it ain't going to work, you know? Just sit and take a few more incarnations and come back and try again. So.
I understand the Master Crystal more as we speak because when I was in Valerie's room, we could see Jesus in the crystal, and Mother Mary was in the room. And also, the funny part about it is that there were four angels in each side of the room. Remember that? And they were actually bowing. Something came into the room that was so powerful. Do you remember that, Valerie?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you remember when the angels were bowing as something came into the room that was so powerful?
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely incredible, Fred. It was just the brightest light I ever saw. Of course, you know, it could have been the Almighty himself, but they were actually bowing. The angels, the four angels in each side of the room, which were big, were bowing.
Wow.
And
so,
see, the angels come in because I called them in.
Yeah.
I called in the archangels and asked for protection after I had the guy that came into my room and called in the entire negative side of the Kabbalah into my room of healing and enlightenment.
I remember that.
I was so upset, and Steve helped me with that, because I was like, what the hell is this? You know, I don't know anything about the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, what the heck's going on? How come the lights disappeared from my room?
Yeah, right. Steve's an old Malkuth master, right, Steve?
Excuse me?
I said, you're an old Malkuth master.
Well, I try.
Well, Steve helped me out, because I didn't know anything about this stuff.
Oh, it's pretty, the Kabbalah is pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I mean, I've got lasers on my stuff.
Huh?
I have lasers on my stuff. I have four sets of lasers, and yet all of the green and red lights disappeared. And it was dark in there. I went, what the hell's going on? And Steve's like, oh, my God, you know, you don't call in the negative side of the Kabbalah. And so I went in there and I apologized to them.
That's funny.
And what I did was I said, look, you know, I know that you have your thing you're supposed to do, and we're doing our thing we're supposed to do. And, you know, I didn't mean anything by it because I didn't know what this guy was doing. And, you know, I had no clue. And then afterwards he says, well, here's what I'm doing. Read this. I was like, oh my God. So what I did was I called in the major archangels, and they came right in, and they cleared that room in less than 5 minutes. And like Steve was going, well, I'll help you with it. I said, okay. And I went, well, wait a minute. I put the phone down. I just called in the archangels. They cleared it all. I was so upset. You know, they cleared it all, and it was done. And I went, okay, Steve, what do you think? And he says, well, there's still a little bit over here. And I went, oh, that's probably my needle box. You know, there's like blood on these needles. And, oh, no, you can't have that in that room.
I'm like, that's funny.
That's my acupuncture room.
That's funny. You guys really go at it.
Yeah. So it was really interesting, you know, and Steve, you were a great help with that because,
well,
like,
I
was sitting there going, duh?
I'm starting something new for the last couple days. I'm starting to heal totally with my mind without even touching anybody. I'm able to do that now. It comes through my third eye, and I'm able to see lines. If you start at the thorax and hit the thorax with tremendous light, you can actually see the lines of light going up towards the head, out of the head, out of the arms. And then if you hit 2 inches below the belly button, the energy will also go down. So there's a connection between the thorax and the gut. And so the minds are clearing, the bodies are clearing just with my mind. So this is all new for me, so I don't know where it's going to go, but it's a lot of fun.
Hey, Steve, have you heard of Charles Ledbetter and Annie Besant?
I think you were telling me about that.
That what you're experiencing now is called micro-psi.
Yeah.
And it's spelled micropsi. And you need to get one of their books and start developing this. I can see how you're developing now.
Okay.
And what it is you're looking at the core of something, and then you're looking at the outside of it.
Right.
So, you know, you're actually looking at microns inside of the atom, and then you're seeing the whole form.
Okay.
And you just got to learn to get that under control. You got to do one or the other. You're oscillating on it now. But
crystal
helped ground you out with all this stuff. But it's interesting.
Yeah, we were discussing about the DNA a couple of visits ago.
But you got to look them up. They defined the subatomic world before nuclear physics knew there was a subatomic world.
Right.
And they even were successful in dividing the atomic weight of oxygen to hydrogen, coming out with one on their scale. So,
right.
It was really interesting. And so then another guy named Stephen Phillips took up their work.
Uh-huh.
He's out of England, Oxford University. And now the leading theoretical science that Hawking and all of them are propounding on are based on the Ledbetter science, as it was integrated into subatomic physics, wherein they took their micro-psi particles, which they had their own names for them, and they became leptons, omegaons, bosons, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we were...
So that's what you're going through right now.
And I think I also discussed
it
with Valerie, that I'm able to see the DNA come out of the body.
Yeah.
And actually change right in front of me, then go back in the body again. So I think I'm going to get one of these books. I got to find out because, you know, to learn more is wonderful.
Yeah. I forget. Just look them up on the Internet. There's one book that's really good. It's their basic book they ever did. I can't remember, and it's in the other room.
Okay.
And I cut my teeth on it when I was a kid. You know?
That's right. I'll call you later for it.
It's,
I'll call you later.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
And that'll fix it. It's like discovering Shakespeare after being reading comic books. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Steve has this thing that happens with him, and like, I love talking with Steve every week because we bounce stuff off of each other.
Yeah.
And we kind of come to this understanding, and like, the only thing I can figure is there's something, like I told you before, Fred, I've never taken a physics class.
Yeah.
But I understand quantum physics, not that I could spout off all the formulas, but rather that I have a gut understanding of how it works. And I'm able to show people how it works and to help them in the space of a few minutes to use quantum physics in their life.
Yeah. Well,
and that's
why
I'm going around the world
to
do lecturing to help people.
You've got a highly disciplined mind with great depth, so
yeah,
that's good.
So
you know what's really happening, Valerie, is that when you start doing that, you're only looking at the quantum the quantum signature in your own brain pattern, your own DNA. That's mm-hmm. really where you're going with it. Mm-hmm. So when you start doing it, just say it's mine, and, mm-hmm. and that's my lesson, you know, and it's in there, and then it just comes up. And then you can start resonating, and then you can reach other people's DNA.
Well, it's been amazing, because I've been going, you know, I have this skill, I have this talent, and I tell people, I don't know where it came from, I don't care.
Yeah.
What I care about is that I can take this stuff and go, oh, yeah, that makes perfectly good sense, and yeah. use it, and then teach people, other people how to use it.
Yeah, just so, always remind them it's their own DNA that allows them to do that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And like, the
that's
thing
cool.
that's interesting
you understand
with Steve.
That. I really appreciate that comment.
Valerie helped me, I think 2 days ago, she helped me with the fear of flying. And
that
really
was
made
fun.
A big difference.
That was really fun. We were using Vernon
really
Wolf
stuff.
Yeah, well, everybody's, we're the pioneers here. We started this New Age movement back in the 60s, and in 1977, we did the New Life Expo in New York City, and that's when the whole world woke up, and all the new artists and book writers, and, you know, they all came from that era. It's really fun to see where it's gone, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, though, it's interesting. I took that cruise. I did, you know, the plane flight to Honolulu, and then I took a cruise for 7 days around the Hawaiian Islands. And I have to tell you that most of the people on the cruise are idiots.
Oh, hello.
Oh, my God. I was like, you know, and it was interesting to watch them.
Yeah.
Because I would start to say just the slightest thing about quantum physics, and I don't get technical because I don't have that background.
Yeah.
But you know, I would just start to say the simplest little thing, and it was like you could watch them inside of themselves turn the switch off.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there watching this going, wow.
Now, welcome to America.
Yeah. And I was so amazed. I mean, the best thing for me was floating with the dolphins because they came around me in a big circle.
Yeah.
And they all turned and looked at me. And I'm sitting there with my projector hanging out in the sea going, oh, I love you. and they all came around and it was like, hey, hi, how you doing? Good to see you. We're in a hurry. See you later. Bye. And then they all took off. But they all came around me in a huge circle, like less than 10 feet away.
That's funny.
And the one that was behind my head practically touched my head.
Speaking of flying, we're going to get Steve in the air here soon, right?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
The Prince of Japan has wants Steve over there to work with all the sacred masters of Japan.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is Governor Oda's son, Ken Oda, who's an ambassador, and he his dad was the governor of Okinawa back when that rape thing happened about 10 years ago with the Marines. He almost kicked the U.S. military out, so he's part of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
And a good friend of mine, and I introduced him to Steve. And so now Steve is going to be going to the finest castles and the highest mountains. And it's going to go on trips that people would die for. And it, not only that, it's a spiritual mecca hosted by a royal family of the countries he's going into.
Oh,
so I
yeah.
think he needs to fly for that. What do you think, Valerie?
Well, yeah, and he's ready to now.
Yeah, I would be too. I think anybody would be.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about the other night, and I was showing him some of the quantum physics that I know that helps you with that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was just amazing watching him go through this.
Yeah.
And I mean, I go through it really quick myself, but it's been rare that I've watched someone else be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because most of the time people want to wallow in their shit.
I know.
You know, forgive me, Dawn, for saying the S word, but it's like, you know, they want to go through, oh, my inner self wants to be heard.
How about sugar?
Sugar. Yeah, that's it. But
right.
I sat there and I watched all these people when I did the holodynamics workshop, and I'm like, what the hell are you people doing?
Yeah.
It could take you less than 10 minutes to go through this stuff. And what I heard from the other people was, well, you know, my inner self wants to experience this. My inner self wants to be heard. And I'm sitting there thinking about Don Henley's song, you know, about Get Over It.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
thinking, I'd like to find your inner child and kick its little... You know,
yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it was so refreshing just to be able to be working with Steve because Steve's like, hey, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah,
so it's awesome.
Nuts. He's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And listeners, by the way, we're all going to be talking again on Tuesday on my show at 7:00, and we'll continue this craziness because there's more stuff. Like Steve and I have been experimenting, and you know, just watching the dimensional shifting, and when you get Fred's products, when you really get these things, and you have to get the whole thing, you know, I mean, not everything that he has, but you have to get whatever he says needs to go with it. Don't try to piecemeal it. But when you get these things, they work. You will see dimensional shifting. You will see strange beings in your room. You know, I mean, you know, I was kind of used to that anyway, so it was no big whoop for me. But I mean, I have to tell you, you know, stuff's going to shift. Your whole life is going to change.
Yeah, I remember when I got my four projectors and I had Andromedans in there the first day I put them up.
Yeah.
And we had a ball, just an absolute ball. And they were talking to me and, you know, they were just as friendly as could be. And then, of course, you got yours, Valerie, and then we just had a ball between each other.
Oh, yeah, but you were seeing them. I wasn't. And I'm like, what's the deal? You know, my Andromedans disappeared. You know, they were in my kitchen every day. And I called Fred up. I said, Fred, what's going on? And Fred said, well, those were the guys who were just there to get you to get the system. And now you have to raise your vibration
That
you can communicate with the other guys. And I went, oh.
That what happened, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that's happened in my life, I had no idea it was going to go this way.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize, we don't have a cult or anything. This is just science, and people are getting results, and all of this stuff, you know, all the stuff we're talking about is all scientifically provable in one way or another. As a matter of fact, the FDA has asked me to get studies run at one of the local universities, which I'm negotiating with now, to give a possible healing claim for our nuclear receptor, and that's pretty good. They came to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's in the works. So this stuff is working, and the government recognizes it. And about one of these shows, I'm going to announce what else I'm doing with the government right now, and it would blow you away. If you had any idea what we're doing, you'd freak out. That will be a future show. And
there's a guy named
Dean Curzio that I'm working with that we've got some interesting things going. Look up on the Internet. And now we're starting to move this stuff into the big area where power plays are taking place and where the world's reins are pulled. We're into that space now. So that's really cool, I think.
I think it's very cool. And, you know, the other thing is, like, we've talked about going on the Sacred Journeys cruise. I'm all booked for that.
Yeah,
and I am bringing a set of projectors with me.
Yeah.
Now, the lasers we probably can't do because the ship will be moving, so to knock them off. But I'm going to bring a set of projectors.
But
and we are going to get
you need to get the small ones.
Like, pardon?
The little bitty, we can do little tiny ones. We have a science over here where we can put tiny ones together the size of your finger.
Okay, cool.
Plug them in.
Yeah, because what I want to do is I want to have that available for the participants of the Sacred Journeys cruise.
Yeah.
So that we can sit there as a group and intend peace and harmony.
So you,
and that will change the world.
Yeah, get a hold of Mikkel and tell her what you want, because how big the room is, because I can put a string of four of them together for each corner of the room or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and one string of wires that would just go into a small plug in the closet or something. So you can run them on batteries.
Cool.
Yeah, and the whole thing would be folded up would be the size of your, you know, about four packs of cigarettes. That's all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very tiny. We got all that technology. We just haven't been, you know, advertising it. Like, we got a lot of stuff going on at Paradigm that we don't even talk about. It's really cool. All kinds of new things being developed.
Oh, yeah, Mikkel and I talk all the time about what's going on.
I'm
going
to take my four projectors to Japan, I believe.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, it should be a lot of fun over there. I think they'll really, really love it over there.
You know, I really think you should take a naturopathic physician with you.
What's that?
I think you should take a naturopathic physician with you.
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Of course.
Yeah, call up Ken and tell him that she should go.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go in a heartbeat, especially once I sell the house. You know, then I'll be free and clear of any worries about that stuff. Yeah, and I have an extra set of projectors too.
So I think they would love to see that over there. I believe that they're really into healing over there. I've never been there, but I'm picking up they're really, really interested in a lot of healing.
Well, they are very much. I had Dr. Emoto on my show a couple times, and he's friends with a friend of mine here in Sedona. And you know, we had a good discussion about healing and about how it works energetically. And they are very much into it. And, you know, now they're using machines and things to do this stuff,
yeah.
Which are more complex than what we're doing, because we're using the mind. And we're entraining the mind along with the scalar wave to cause things to happen, whereas they're using machines to do this.
Right.
And so I don't know what the big difference is, but I think the mind is more nimble and is better than any computer you can put together.
You bet.
So we have a better chance of actually causing things to happen by getting everybody intending at the same time. So that's my whole thing with the Sacred Journeys cruise is let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get as many people as possible on that cruise, especially cruising over the portal to Lemuria.
Yeah.
Let's do that, and let's intend peace and harmony for the planet. You know, people, we could change the whole planet.
Yes, we can.
In an instant.
Yes, we can.
You know, so that's what I'm after.
You know, in Japan, what's real interesting is that Brad Steiger wrote a book about me called The Promise, which is I had narrated the story about how I met Sannyasi and the Pleiadians and how the receptor came and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the book came out here in America and did really well, and then it's a double day. And then I went to Germany and got put into German. Then I went over to Japan. It was converted in Japanese. And so damn thing is, it's been 10 years telling thousands of them a month. It's just nonstop.
Cool.
I'm serious, right? As today, they probably sold 500 copies in Japan, at least, of the same book. Toku Publishing is a Japanese firm. And it's the story of my life with Sannyasi. I eventually want to get it made into a movie. But so what happens is with the Japanese, I used to go over there to Kyoto and all those other towns, and I give these seminars to the heads of state and everything. That's what I was doing over there. So they all remember me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was tied in with the royal family through the Otis, it was a natural connection. And we've had blasts over there. I've gotten all kinds of offers and grants from Sony and blah, blah, blah. But I don't have the time for it because I'm working here doing the PBS show, you know,
mm-hmm.
with you guys. But you guys need to get over there and stir up the bushes a little bit because they're ready.
We could
now.
Do that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, Steve and I have already discovered that when we put our healing stuff together in the scalar beam, stuff happens.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously,
and,
Fred. I mean, it's real serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm throwing out my little emissaries here.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, I told you before that my dream is to put at least one of these rooms in every major city around the world.
Yeah, well,
you're
to
help
on your
people.
Way. Yeah.
You know, because people are so lost. And, you know, the first thing I do is I tell them, look, this is going to take you beyond karma.
Yeah, it does. That's
you know, and if you're beyond the obstacles, not only that the dark side sets up, but also the obstacles you set up for yourself,
yeah.
And you're beyond that, and you're in the pure thought and the pure love, what more could you ask for?
Yeah, by the way, real quick, what's your phone number if anybody wants to reach you? Because we're down to about a minute now. I want to get these to my Florida listeners.
Go ahead, Valerie. Speak up, honey.
Okay, my phone number is 928-284-0906. And Steve's is?
585-442-5410.
And, you know, we're happy to talk to people about these things. I'm the Arizona distributor for Pyridine, which I became not because I believe in, you know, going around selling things, but rather because I believe in the product and I know that it works. And I can tell you people that if you're sitting on the fence and you're wondering, give me a call. You know, and if you want to come by and experience the room, I charge $65 for 15 minutes. That's all you need. 10 minutes is about all anybody can concentrate for. And, I mean, stuff happens.
Yeah,
and,
if anybody's in the Rochester area, they're welcome to stop by and visit my room, too.
Yeah, so there's the availability. You know, I know a lot of your clients, Fred, don't have it open to the public.
No.
But, you know, I remembered how I felt when I first heard about it. And I was like, give me a half an hour in that room and I will manifest my life.
Very
and
good.
So,
well, we're out of time, so thank you.
Thank you.
Valerie,
thank
coming
you.
On. Thank you.
And I'll see you guys on my show on Tuesday.
And we'll be on Tuesday on the show. What time?
7 o'clock.
Okay. This was another crazy, insane evening. 9:23:06 with Dr. Fred Bell. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and I don't know, Energy? Sort of. Show. Good night. Till next week.
Night, night.
Night, night.